This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Buckingham Palace has released details of proceedings which will follow the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
2 minutes of silence will be observed across the UK at the end of Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral at Westminster Abbey on Monday, giving the public across the nation a chance to pay their respects to the late monarch. Then Elizabeth's coffin will be transported through the historic heart of London from Westminster Abbey to Wellington Arch near Buckingham Palace on a horse-drawn gun carriage with Charles and other royals walking behind. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Turning to Ukraine now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky looked on and sang the national anthem as he watched as his country's flag rose above the recaptured city of Izium Wednesday, the president making a rare foray outside the capital that highlights Moscow's retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russian forces left the war-scarred city last week as Kyiv soldiers pressed a stunning advance that reclaimed large swaths of territory in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday that Ukraine would have the backing of Brussels as Russia's invasion of Ukraine nears its seventh month. She told reporters during a joint press conference with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, "You'll have your European friends by your side as long as it takes," end quote. Norway's trade surplus surged to a new record in August, fueled by a jump in natural gas prices, as the Nordic country is now Europe's biggest supplier after Russia slashed exports. The data released Thursday comes as the soaring prices have put Oslo in an awkward position with the European Union, with some EU countries seeking a price cap. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping met for their first face-to-face talks since the start of the conflict in Ukraine. They met Thursday, hailing their strategic ties in defiance of the West. Sitting across from each other at two long rounded tables and flanked by aides, the two leaders met on the sidelines of a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in ex-Soviet Uzbekistan. The meeting was part of Xi's first trip abroad since the early days of the pandemic, and for Putin, a chance to show Russia has not been fully isolated despite Western efforts. A new poll says U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity is improving. AP correspondent Donna Warder with more.
The poll from the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research says Biden's popularity has grown substantially from his lowest point of 36% in July to 45%. It's driven in large part by a rebound in support from Democrats just 2 months before the November midterm elections. But Biden's approval rating is still underwater, with 53% of U.S. adults disapproving of him, and the economy continues to be a weakness for the president. Just 38% approve of his economic leadership. Donna Warder, Washington.
The bitter political battle over Biden administration immigration policies has arrived near the vice president's house. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two buses of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border were dropped off outside the U.S. Naval Observatory, home of Vice President Harris. About two dozen men and women stood outside at dawn, holding plastic bags full of belongings before moving to a church. It's unclear which GOP governor sent them. Greg Abbott has been busing migrants out of Texas to cities with Democratic mayors. Arizona's Doug Ducey has also adopted the policy first dreamed up by Donald Trump. Yesterday, Florida's Ron DeSantis sent two planes of immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 9 people died and 20 others were injured early Thursday in a stampede after an Independence Day concert in western Guatemala, rescue workers said. Local press reported the victims were crushed as thousands of people tried to leave an open-air esplanade after the concert. It was the first time in 3 years that Guatemala celebrated its independence from Spain after the previous 2 years of celebrations were called off due to the coronavirus pandemic. Guatemala gained independence from former colonial power Spain September 15, 1821. And recapping our top story, Buckingham Palace has released details of proceedings for the Queen's funeral.